Good evening, everyone. So I want to begin by reading a definition of equanimity that is offered by the Dalai Lama. He writes, "Equanimity is the attitude of sympathetic impartiality toward all beings. The attitude of sympathetic impartiality toward all beings." Equanimity is one of the characteristics that is celebrated in Buddhist practice. When we think about practicing equanimity, a kind of sympathetic impartiality, we might begin by practicing it with our own emotions. Emotions come and go with changing causes and conditions. It's inevitable that we will have feelings in response to events. And what an interesting and actually quite inspiring practice to be able to bear witness to our own feelings with a kind of sympathetic impartiality. The possibility of receiving brokenheartedness without needing to push it away. The possibility of receiving joy without clinging to it. We can also practice this sympathetic impartiality with others. We all have lots of practice with this. Each of us has people in our lives who we cherish and love. Some of us have children, and we love them, but we have to let them go when it's their time to go. If we are too attached, if we hold on to them too tightly, our children become resentful. Of course, so it is in all relationships. There is a time to let go. Even if that time is when we die. So love, compassion, as the Dalai Lama describes, is like a parent's love for their child. A kind of equanimous practice where we give ourselves completely and let go. And then there's the practice of sympathetic equanimity with those for whom we might feel disdain. Of course, there are times where we all meet people either directly in our lives or through media, and we feel a kind of revulsion. We feel a sense of abhorrence. We really don't like what others might be doing. This is natural. This makes sense because we have strong values. We're human beings and we don't, for example, want to see someone hurt someone else. And of course, it's appropriate to speak up in response when we see that happening. And when we hold on to hatred in our hearts, we suffer. We don't change the other person. We just poison ourselves. And we suffer. Is it possible for us to meet those with whom we disagree with a kind of sympathetic equanimity? To recognize that they probably have the same feelings in themselves as we have for them. That we are co-creating a dynamic. To recognize that they are born out of vast causes and conditions over which they may very well have very little control. There, but for the grace of God, go we. There are many ways to cultivate compassion, even for those with whom we disagree. This doesn't mean we have to give up disagreement. It doesn't mean we can't speak what feels true to us. Of course we can. It may be of real benefit. When we do so, it is far more likely to be received in a way that makes a difference if we can do it with some kind of actual care and compassion in our hearts. It's a skillful means. I thought this definition of equanimity was so interesting because of the way it extended beyond my meeting of my own emotions and extended to how I meet others. On the very next page, the Dalai Lama has a definition of another term that many of us already know, bodhicitta. He defines bodhicitta as the commitment to actually help people. So it's one thing to feel compassion. It's another thing to meet people and ourselves with equanimity. And these are fundamental because without them, we are very unlikely to feel a desire to help, especially people who may be different from ourselves. We vow to save all beings, but perhaps we cut half the world out of our heart. We divide ourselves in half when we do this. We divide ourselves from our boundless love, from boundless compassion, which is our true nature. When we read the Heart Sutra, we hear that all forms are empty. The five skandhas which compose the self are empty of any kind of fixed intrinsic essence. In fact, the self is like a rainbow, composed of elements which are not a rainbow. Without water, without light, without air, and without you looking up into the sky, the rainbow is not there. It's born out of infinite causes and conditions. Without the ocean giving rise to the cloud, the atmosphere, the earth pulling the rain back down, without the entire universe, the rainbow does not exist. This is how we are. Without the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the sounds that we hear, we would be different. Take away all elements that are external to us, and we vanish. We cannot exist without all beings. We are dependent on all beings for our own existence. All beings make us who we are, create us. We're born out of relatedness. We are relatedness. Because of this, we can feel enormous gratitude for the presence of all beings. A big part of our practice is the vow to free all beings, to liberate all beings from suffering. Of course, this is an impossible vow, but the intention is so important. And again, it's born out of our compassion, out of our realizing that all selves are born out of causes and conditions just as we are. And that when causes and conditions change, suffering can be alleviated. When we deeply realize this possibility, born out of emptiness and born out of interconnectedness, and when we touch our own and others' sorrow and suffering with equanimity, we can meet it. We can meet it with compassion. And in that honest meeting, we find bodhicitta arising, the desire to alleviate suffering, regardless of who the other person is, regardless of our differences. And of course, part of this is because we just are not separate. When others suffer, we suffer. We've talked about this before. When we witness a child fall and bang their head, the way our own stomachs drop. When others suffer injustice, we can feel it inside ourselves. And if we happen to be participating in structures that cause that suffering, and of course we are, then we have some responsibility to do what we can to alleviate that suffering. This is our vow. So our practice of Buddhism is about so much more than finding equanimity. That's a good first step, an important first step in this practice, meeting ourselves just as we are, with equanimity. Out of that, compassion is born. Compassion for our own suffering and the suffering of all beings. And out of that, bodhicitta. This desire to liberate all beings. This is what makes us bodhisattvas. This is why engaged practice is so important. Not just sitting on the cushion for ourselves. Sitting on this cushion for all beings. Thank you, everyone.